Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
This is a very special episode for Almost Famous because we have, if not one of the top five biggest fan favorites, I would say in the last 10 years, from The Bachelorette. Michael A. is joining us right now for an in-depth. Finally.
Yay.
Way too kind. Thanks for having me on, guys. I've been looking forward to this.
I know that Ben likes to, you know, start at the very beginning of childhood and then lead up. But like, can we just off the top say that biggest miss out as being The Bachelor? We've never missed so hard than not having Michael A. be The Bachelor. And that's all I'll say right now, but we will ask you about that later. But let's start with childhood. Let's start with childhood. Tell us about it. Your siblings, your parents were there together. How long have they been married?
Yeah, I grew up in Akron, Ohio, and I've got an older sister, Bryn, and a younger brother, Alex. My sister's 2 years older than me, so she'll be 40 this year. So I'm going to be 38. And my younger brother, Alex, is 30, and he's actually getting married in September this year. So I'm best man in his wedding, planning his bachelor party. We're going to do a little bit of Nashville and, you know, have a good time. And, you know, parents are still together. It's kind of nice, you know, being a single parent now, it's great having family around. It's, as you'll soon find out, Ashley, it takes a village and you need all the support in the world and you question yourself constantly. And so it's good to have like people who've been there and they can bounce ideas off of.
My in-laws live here in Rhode Island, half an hour away. But I still need my mom to come on Wednesday. She's coming up. So right now.
I get it. My in-laws actually are from Detroit and they recently bought a condo in Akron. So they're now two blocks down the road from us now. And, you know, it's nice having just, I guess, feeling insulated and having tons of support around us because, you know, I just want to make sure James is taken care of.
So, I mean, I'm assuming then, as what you said, you're very close with your family. And obviously, this switch into going on The Bachelorette was probably wild for everyone. How did your family react?
So, this whole thing came out of, like, left field. I never applied to be on The Bachelor. I was never nominated. Some of the casting producers found me on Instagram, which at the time, I think I had about 400 followers and it was mainly just pictures of my son on there. So it was this random walk in. The Bachelor was one of Laura's favorite shows and I didn't watch it religiously until I think like maybe Juan Pablo's season was the one that kind of sucked me in because she was watching it a lot. And so
that was a season to be sucked.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
It was a wild one. I actually loved it just because it was crazy. And I don't know when Laura passed away, it was one of those things where you're constantly looking for signs. You know, you're trying to find a way to stay connected with her. And when something this obvious came forward, I couldn't help but, you know, think that maybe she had something to do with this. Maybe she wanted to see me just embarrass myself on a national TV and provide some, you know, some blackmail for James down the road.
So then how did they find you? Did they ever tell you how they came across your profile?
Yeah. One of the, casting directors, Lindsay, actually her husband was creating an app for nonprofits. And because of that, she found me through L4, a nonprofit that I started for Laura. So it was like one thing kind of led to another. And then all of a sudden, here I am. It's wild. And I actually said no to it twice because I just didn't know if this was the route I wanted to go. It was never really in the plan. But then, you know, 2019, I lost the Laura, very devastating year. And then 2020, just as I'm starting to get momentum, you know, starting to, you know, understand what this new kind of world looks like, then COVID happened. And it was like such a lonely back and forth, like those 2 years sandwiched together, that it felt like a perfect time to take a risk.
You know, I have to ask you the question because you and I have been able to talk on the phone about a lot of different things. And you've got a lot of wisdom. And every time we talk, I always go away going, your perspective on things is thought through and good and accurate. Obviously, you just mentioned that 2019 was a really hard year. You move into 2020. This happens for you. As you thought through it, why did you feel like you were ready to give this a shot? I mean, you said no twice, but at some point you said yes because you were there. Why did this show then at that point you felt like, no, I want to give this a try?
I don't, that's a good question. I think for me, the what if scenario is, are those types of things actually haunt me? Like, I would much rather make a mistake than be too scared to make a decision.
I always say that. I go, you have to eliminate as many what ifs in your life as possible.
Yes. And to be honest, I wasn't sure. I mean, I think anybody that chooses to go onto the show, if you are not scared and second guessing it, you're really not thinking it through. And it was one of those things where I wanted to make sure that, you know, not only that I could be away from James for that amount of time, and because you don't know how long you're going to go, how long it's going to last, whatever. But I wanted to make sure that I was even at a place where I could open up my heart to somebody else and give them a fair shot, because, you know, people shouldn't be treated as a means to an end or a way to climb or do anything like that. And, you know, sometimes that's the case, right? I mean, that's the whole, you know, are you here for the right reasons? And I wanted to make sure that if I felt something for Katie night one, then I was going to stay. If not, I mean, you could talk to her. I think the second time I spoke to her, I said, look, if you are not feeling this at all, let me know. Because one, I don't want to get invested in this to later have my heart broken. And two, you know, this is her journey. Like, it's her opportunity to go find somebody. So I didn't want to get in the way of that.
Well, before we get further into your relationship with Katie, can we talk about Laura for a little while and how you guys met? I know you met in college, but like, yeah. I want to know like the scene, paint the rom-com picture.
Yeah, right. It actually is a little bit of a rom-com scenario. So I was a freshman at Loyola in Chicago, and Laura was a senior in high school, grew up in Detroit, and she was on a college visit. And I had some friends from Detroit that I met my freshman year. And some of my friends said, you know, this girl, Laura, she's from my hometown. She's coming to visit. She's amazing. Like, think you guys would hit it off. So I had like my tractor beams like set on her. Facebook didn't even exist yet. I saw like some Polaroids. And that's how old this is, right? And I remember seeing her for the first time, and it was just like one of those like faces and smiles and auras that, you know, you knew you wanted to wake up to for the rest of your life. Aww. And yeah, I mean, this is 2002. So she ended up like going to Loyola the next year, and you know, we were nervous to actually start dating each other because there was so much like built up and everything. And like, we were intimidated by one another. Then after like the first month of hanging out, like, she totally asked me out. Aww. And then after that, we were together for 16 years. So just a crazy story. She, you know, was such a unbelievable human being. She was smart. She could hold down a boardroom, but also make guys blush. She was very like crass and, you know, ladylike at the same time. She was very, very funny, optimistic. We just grew together, and it was just this really amazing thing that, you know, I never once wondered if grass is greener on the other side. Like, it just felt right. And we, you know, we we filled in each other's weaknesses and grew together. And after Loyola, she actually got her MBA at Notre Dame, and she was the second woman in Notre Dame's history to be president of their MBA school. Wow. And, you know, just a really good person that went out of her way for so many other people, you know, had a lot of purpose. You know, she always led a life of purpose, which inspired me on a daily basis. And one of those types of people where I remember this, like being just extremely proud when I walked in the room with her, because like I knew 100% that everyone was looking at her and I was like, and she's next to me. So It was just kind of this proud moment and relationship that we always had, a lot of respect for each other.
It's, you know, I wonder too, for you, you've always spoken with just such admiration and joy about your relationship, about the impact she's made on you. Has it at all gotten hard to talk about it so much? Because obviously you never expected this show to happen, and you never expected so many people to be genuinely curious and interested to hear from you on what you've learned and taken from that relationship. Has that at all ever been hard, or has it always been done with joy from you?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, one thing I'm really happy about is that people know who she is. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about legacy and things like that and death until it actually came into our lives. And now that people know who she was, it was something I promised her. And that was part of like my risk analysis when I was going on this show. I was like, worst comes to worst. Like, if I don't feel anything, if I get a bad edit, things fall, like, you know, everything crumbles, people will like know her name. And that was a part of, you know, why I rolled the dice. And it's always difficult talking about it, but over time, and I think you'd probably hear this from other people that have, you know, lost somebody and dealing with grieving, is that you learn to interpret that pain as just love. You know, it takes a different form. I don't need reminders ever of what is lost, talking about it or not talking about it. It still feels, you know, the same. But yeah, it's always going to be raw. And I don't think those wounds need to heal, per se. I don't think that hole needs to be filled or can be replaced. They walk with you. They're a part of you. And, you know, that's good enough. That's okay.
It's I mean, it speaks a lot to you, but it also speaks a lot to her. You know, just what you just said, like, you don't know if those wounds need to be healed. And mm-hmm. I mean, I'd have to sit here and say, I agree. Like, it always should be raw mm-hmm. and hard, but like, her name is known. And obviously with the organization that you started L4, with your time on the show, that you did not get a bad edit. You got a very good edit, or you're just a good dude and they showed you well. You know, the legacy and the impact has lived on, and I would argue it has been a really beautiful thing for a lot of people. And probably, I mean, Michael, I'd have to ask, like, have you had a lot of people reaching out to you post show saying they can relate, or they need to hear it, or they need to hear from you because they just felt alone in their loss and their grief?
Yeah. One of my favorite things that I've taken away from this is it's opened up this channel to be able to connect with people. There are a lot of people who are alone. There are mm-hmm. a lot of people that are lost. There's a lot of, I don't know, pain and struggle and mental like illness out there. And people need to be able to feel like they are seen or heard or have an outlet, somebody that, or something that they can connect with. And, you know, I'm not their savior or anything, but I get a lot of these messages, and I gotta say they are heartbreaking, and they take a toll on me too, because I want to be able to reply to all of them. I don't want to have them feel like they wrote this very intimate and personal confession or testimonial, and it just got grouped in with everything else because it's not the same. But I have been able to hear a lot from, you know, widowers and cancer patients and survivors and caregivers, like all these single parents out there that are trying to find the strength in them to date again. And that dynamic of raising a child where you, all of your attention goes to that child, but still never forgetting that you're a person too, and that you need to pursue happiness. And for a lot of parents out there, there is that guilt that when you do something for yourself, when you have a child, that, you know, you feel guilty about it because it takes away from your time together, but it's an investment in yourself and in some self-care.
This is like, I don't know how, like, I'm just going to say it. Do you feel like you'll ever love someone like that again? Or do you feel like she'll always be your greatest love and whoever comes next, if you are fortunate to have like a love that is comparable enough to like get married and all that again, do you feel like that person will kind of be second?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the question you're asking has a lot to do with my ability to make sure that whatever started next, whatever new relationship is on the horizon, that that's unique and it's treated as such. And there isn't that comparison. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of that, there also has to be confidence on whoever I'm with next, that I'm still going to find ways of honoring Laura and preserving her legacy and ensuring that her son knows her name and knows what she was about, that person has to be strong and has to know that that's part of the package. And so I don't think it's that complicated. I think we overthink the majority of relationships. I mean, most people want the same thing, you know, it's just, they have different ways of thinking that they, I don't know, ways in which they go about getting it. But, you know, the next person will feel loved. I mean, if I'm lucky enough to have a second love like Laura's, my God, like I'm a very lucky human being. But I think, you know, I can't answer that until that person comes into my life, until I feel it all over again. But I'm hoping so. And I think once you've had something that great, like, I mean, both of you guys would, you know, Jared and Jess, like once you have felt that, you can't help but want it back. Mm.
You can't. And you're spot on. And it's also never going to happen unless you take some risks and you take some weird, you put yourself back out there and you try to take that next best step. And Michael, you've done that over the last few years. You've been a gift to the bachelor world. You've been a gift to many that have watched it and haven't watched it. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to dive in to, because I believe personally that you're a great dude. I would be shocked if there's anyone that has watched the show that doesn't believe you're a great dude. We got to talk about why this great dude isn't on our television more often. We'll be back with the Almost Famous podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. All right, Michael. So you just answered my question about your next love. So I got to know, when did you know that Katie was not that person? And that's when you decided that you had to go leave early.
Yeah, I would say I didn't decide that on the show.
Don't confuse me further, because now I'm wondering, why would you let yourself go so far as to get to top four and then you leave when you'd already sort of, like, I don't know what the right word is, but I'm going to say wasted the time away from James in that case.
Right. Well, a couple things there. As you guys know, just from being on the show, what you see is different than, as a viewer, different than what's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it made it almost look as though there was one phone call from James. Oh. And that was it. And this had been building up. I mean, we were quarantined for, 2 weeks, and then this was building up. And I mean, I had received calls from James multiple times that week, and I could start to feel this progression. And if James was just missing me, I would have stayed. But it was how he said, maybe I don't want to see him anymore, where, it started. That's a different kind of scenario, because he started to feel like he was the reason why I was gone. Mm. And it wasn't just distance and things like that, but that's a change in psychology. And especially when, our family has been through a lot of trauma and a lot of things like that, I'm just very protective over that. So I would have totally stayed. And Katie knows that. She doesn't question that. But I had to go. And I think any parent would have done the same exact thing. I mean, what does it look like if I stay? I mean, I just told you how guilty parents feel for even going on dates and taking their time away. But when a kid is asking you to come home, you answer that call. And I would do it again. And I think, post-show, I think things worked out the way that they were supposed to. I'm glad that she's pursuing other relationships. Her and I are still friends. I think when you go through this entire process, you form a bond that you can't form or fabricate in another scenario. So she's a great person, and I'll always be rooting for her.
It's one of those moments. I remember when Ashley and I talked about it, Michael, we said, like, the show meets reality in, like, a big, wet, sloppy kiss. Yeah. And it's, like, really hard to watch. You don't want to watch two people having a big old sloppy kiss. It's like, no, this is a moment that, like, far exceeds anything, like, we should be watching. And I think you made the best decision by saying, no, as a dad, I need to go. Was that a hard decision for you, though? Like, was it all difficult, or were you pretty confident when you said, no, this is the best thing? And when you left, you felt good about it.
It was a really hard decision. There was part of me that I was thinking, you know, if she's feeling as strong about me as I am for her, then, you know, we could maybe pursue a relationship outside of the show, like afterwards. Or I was running through these scenarios, like, no way she's going to get married to somebody else if she's feeling this way for me. Like, and I didn't want to ask her to leave either, because that's not fair to any of the guys on the show. That's not what you sign up for. I often do hear that, you know, if like you left and you wasted all of those weeks before, and I'm sorry that I use that word.
I know. No, you know what I mean. Actually,
it's used all the time. Okay. And I think in other scenarios, it probably makes sense for me. It was a great opportunity for me to focus in on my own relationships, like my own mental health, address things, talk about things. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of growth there that I felt. Totally. That I think otherwise in the real world, I would have probably filled with distractions and work and, you know, all of these other things and ran away from it. This kind of made me face it head on.
Yes.
So obviously this is your first big moment back into dating. Where does it spit you out? Like, if you were to describe yourself today as a man, the things you've learned from the show, the place that you sit right now, how would you describe yourself?
As a partner, like in,
as a human, you said there's a lot of self growth.
Is this an ad? Are we gonna find my wife on this thing?
I wouldn't be against it. We're never against setups on this show.
I mean, I would say, for me, I'm extremely loyal. You know, I'm somebody that when I'm with like a partner or someone like that, I'm 100% with them. I mean, I've never even kissed another girl while I was dating somebody else. I've never cheated. Like, I've only said I love you once, and that was to Laura. That's kind of my vibe. I take these things seriously.
I just was so happy that you didn't say I love you to Katie, and I'm going to use the word again, waste that on somebody that wasn't committed to you yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I protect it. I think people rush into that too quickly, because it's even better when you wait and it's earned, and, you know, you can feel that progress. It means more. I kind of hold on to that, and it's just, I don't know why I'm that way. I'm just that way. Mm-hmm.
Did you think that Katie was going to chase after you and go and show up to your door in Ohio? Because I did at times.
It wasn't, you know, when you get off the show, you're like, oh my God, what was real? What wasn't? Like, what's happening? And I know how it felt when I was there. And so I couldn't help but, when you're running through all these scenarios, wonder, you know, are film crews going to end up on my front door? Like, is it going to happen? And that did cross my mind. But then again, when you're watching everything over, you see the relationship she's having with other people. You understand that there are other strong relationships in the house. You know, that idea started to fade away, but yeah, it was there for a little bit.
I would have expected it. I thought for sure we were getting a Michael A. reunion. Well,
I definitely thought that they send cameras to your door just to like see, like to have that just in case.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like so long ago. What were your guys' take on the season and everything like that? I mean, you guys do a lot of these recaps. Is it in mm-hmm. line with other seasons, or did it have some, I guess, unique elements to it that
your season
you hadn't seen before? Yeah.
I have to say that I have not felt, and I'm not just like say blowing smoke because you're our guest, It has been a long time since I felt like as connected to somebody on the show, like rooting for them, like really wanting them to end up happy than you. Like we rooted for you. And like you popped off the screen. Like I could be on my phone and like not really paying that much attention during an episode, but when you came on screen, I was like, oh, I'm invested.
Thank you to me,
you were the special part of the season.
So sweet. I mean, I was the guys on the show. I don't know if this is, I mean, I've only been on one season. Extremely strong character. Like almost all of the guys that come with just an amazing background. No BS. I mean, most, like, I can't even think of one guy that doesn't have some serious like value and everything. And they were able to, you know, support me as I was going through my own thing and listen to me without judgment and kind of create that safe place where, you know, we could have these, you know, deep conversations. And they all came with their own baggage. I mean, we all do. That's what makes people great.
I think that would be the thing that we took away from that season as a whole was that, you know, there's some great guys on that season. I mean, you definitely stood out amongst a season full of really great guys. It was a weird season, right? Because this guy shows up 4 weeks in, if you know, and then they're together and then they break up and she starts dating another dude that was let go weeks before that. So like the season itself was weird, but Michael, there was some guys that really stood out. And typically we do see these people on our televisions again. So I know Bachelor Nation who listens to this is going to be wondering. So we got to ask it, Michael, if they ever came to you be the next Bachelor, we all think here that you should have been the Bachelor. You know, we don't know what happened in between times and how you're not the Bachelor right now. But if they ever did come to you again and say, hey, would you be the Bachelor? Would you consider it? And did they reach out and you just already have said no?
You know, there were a lot of conversations about it once I got back, and I was approached, and there were, you know, there was some back and forth. And, you know, I mean, it's difficult because filming happens so quickly afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of in this emotional space where, you know, I was upset about, you know, having to leave Katie. I was also a little bit, I mean, there was things I had to fix at home too. I mean, it was difficult for, you know, Laura's family to watch me be intimate with somebody else on TV. And it was difficult to have people talking about Laura as if she's a reality show, you know, contestant, bringing that pain to the surface. So, you know, I was very sensitive to some of those things, and it was scary at the idea of possibly jumping back in. And I mean, I do have to say it is concerning how, you know, the lead is judged and perceived and, you know, torn to pieces. Like what's going on with Clayton right now? Yeah. I mean, he is an amazing guy. I mean, I've spoken with him a bunch, and I don't know. It's, I don't know if I wanted my family to be, you know, put through that, but at the same time, I do believe in the process. I mean, I do believe it can actually work. If you get two people who open up and are willing to be honest and real, then cameras don't matter. Nothing else matters. It's just two people. It's no different than anything else.
So if they were to give you more time in between, like say they said, you're not going to be the Bachelor, we're not going to film until the winter, you know, because they film in September, but say that they weren't going to start filming until March, would you have been more interested in it, or would you have like been an easier get for them?
I think it would have been easier, but I'd still have my doubts. I mean, you gotta think too. When you have a 5-year-old son, like I don't make these decisions. I'm not necessarily just making for myself. I mean, if I was single, I wouldn't think twice about it and I didn't have anybody relying on me. I would jump back in. I don't know. I guess I really haven't thought about it much. I think it's a little bit off the table, you know, right now. So I'm happy with everything that I've been able to experience on the show. And if it ends at just that, then I am completely okay with it.
I've got an idea for you, Michael. What if there was a show that was created that was like anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks long? You know, it's pretty flexible, so you can bring some people down to hang out if you want. It's in a nice location. There's a bunch of singles. You can kind of stay for as long as you want. There's no pressure.
I was slow on this.
Is there sand involved in this?
Yeah, there's a beach. You know, it's someplace similar to paradise. Would you consider it?
You know, I think I would. I think that's something I would consider. I feel like it's a little bit more, I don't know, casual, more fun, a little bit more friendly. I mean, there's more options, obviously, which, you know, dating's a numbers game. So, you know, I think that's really helpful. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really haven't been approached about paradise. So again, until something is, you know, brought to me, then I know.
Well, it's February 28th.
You're crazy if they don't.
So I think you'll be hearing from them within the month. if they're going within the same timeline that I had. And just back to the Bachelor possibility. If they had told you back when they were initially in talks with you, if they had said, we'll shoot in Ohio and you can have James with you throughout the experience, would that have been a game changer for you? Because that's what Emily Maynard, the only other person who she wasn't technically married, but like a widow, had.
Right.
She had that opportunity.
That changes everything. I don't know. I mean, production and in the show, I think if they wanted me to, you know, pursue the lead, I would definitely need to have James close by. I wouldn't want to replicate the mistake or the results that I had gotten, you know, on Katie's season. I'd want to have him close. I'd want like a tutor there. He's going to be in kindergarten and, you know, you got to stay on top of that. And so, yeah, it's a season with me it's got some more logistical issues than with other, you know, contestants or possible leads. But I mean, if that's, it all depends. Is that the kind of season that they want? You know, mine's different. Like, I don't know. There's just going to be, it's going to have a different vibe. I mean, there'll be deep conversations. There'll be all of that, like life experience stuff. And, you know, I mean, you saw how much I made people cry. Do people want to cry every day?
Yeah. <You know? laughs> We want to feel something watching the show.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what they want, then yeah, I mean, I definitely entertain it, but I don't know. I don't know. This whole thing is crazy. And, you know, I asked myself too, you know, if I'm looking for, you know, my person, do I need to find them on this show? Do I need to find them on the franchise, you know, or whatever? And, you know, I don't know. I'm not dating anybody. There's so much. I don't know. I'm babbling.
Yeah. Well, it's the kind of season they need, Michael. It is. I'll say it right now. If any Bachelor producer is listening, if it's not Michael, then you just need a season where we feel deeply again. It's the thing that's going to bring the show all back around, I believe. Michael, Ashley ends every In-Depth with a really fun segment where she asks the guest a bunch of random questions and you answer them. But before we get to that, I was just thinking as you were talking, how cool would it be if they had you as the Bachelor? They got all the women together in LA at the mansion. You're not there. Jesse Palmer walks in and says, "Ladies, you're heading to Akron, Ohio." Like, how awesome would that be? Yeah,
you know, I think if you really want to test, you know, the women's resolve, you know, you bring them to Akron, Ohio in the wintertime, you'll figure out right real quick.
Yeah.
I think it's great. It's exactly
I think a season like that would probably have the most self eliminations of all time.
It's so good. Well, anyways, the real question to end this before we get to Ashley's segment, Michael, what is next for you? Where are you at in life? What are you focusing on this year and the years to come? Just give our listeners a little update on where you're at.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'm still working. I own a company where we do, distribution. That business is going well. It's completely unrelated to the show. It's not like because you're on this show, all of a sudden business is just thriving, no matter what people think. Like, it's still crazy hard work. I'm working on a new startup that I'm excited about. We're looking at clinical trials. It was a therapeutic Laura and I developed. There's a side effect to chemotherapy called hand-foot syndrome, and it's really, really gruesome. A lot of people experience it. In fact, the top five chemotherapies that are administered create the side effect in about 45% of its population. So there's a lot of discontinuation because of adverse events. Mm-hmm. And that's not good for anybody because you got to finish your course of therapy. And you know, when Laura got it really, really bad, James was 7 months old and she couldn't hold James or anything like that. And so out of necessity, her and I just started tinkering with some stuff and put something together. And it worked extremely well for Laura. It's just, it's like a topical agent that you put on your hands and feet and it relieves the pain, helps the skin heal, all of that. And, you know, we filed for a patent. We're looking at clinical trials. So the company is called St. James Therapeutics, and we named it St. James because, 7 months after James was born, he actually stopped taking milk from one side of the breast for Laura. Mm. And it was really, really odd because this guy was a chugger. I mean, he took down everything. And we went to the OBGYN, and the OBGYN dismissed it as a plug milk duct, which, you know, is common. I mean, it happens, but it wasn't enough for us to be convinced. And so we went to a hospital, mammogram, biopsy, and then quickly it was a cancer diagnosis. So we attribute the fact that James identified it as allowing us to have our best shot at beating cancer and gave us essentially more time together.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that side of the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
it's St. James Therapeutic. And the goal will be to try to bring this topical agent to market and try to find ways of, you know, easing cancer patients' journey. We're not going to be heavy into, you know, major, you know, biologics and all of this, but we're looking at very niche areas in which we can improve their lives and make the cancer journey easier because it's a real challenge and it affects too many.
Well, that's awesome. That's just like another reason that maybe it was just destined for you to be on the show, to have a platform to do that, to, you know, get it to go further.
Yeah. I think there could be some really amazing things. And, you know, the goal really is to make sure that as, you know, as we're developing this, that it's accessible to people and it's not going to be expensive, and, you know, trying to be able to deliver it once, you know, the results are in or anything like that, at an affordable price, because you shouldn't have to go broke because you're sick.
Well, thanks, man. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna close this podcast out, Michael, with a really fun segment. Ashley does an incredible job at this. It always makes me giggle. We'll be back with rapid fire rounds with Ashley and Michael after this break.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, It's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. All right, yay, rapid fire time. All right, so you made headlines a couple months ago by having an outing with Amanda Kloots, and we know that you guys are supposedly just friends. So my first rapid fire question is, are you really just friends?
Yes, we are just friends. And Amanda actually reached out to me when she saw me on the show, and I had really no idea that she was from Akron. So she's from my hometown and everything. So, you know, obviously we have a lot of similarities, unfortunately, with being, you know, widowed and everything that's happened. But it's been amazing to be able to, you know, discuss openly and honestly about our own experience and, you know, dating again and raising kids and, you know, our hometown. And she's an amazing human being. But for all the people that are speculating, we are just friends and she is amazing. So.
And you bonded over fried food?
Yeah.
What's your favorite fried food?
Oh, well, this is kind of funny because, you know, you would think, I mean, Amanda's a significant star, right? But in Akron, people don't give a shit. Like we tried to go to this like nice place and they're like, there's no room for you guys. Like, get on out of here. So we got turned down by like two places and we're like, all right, let's go to this spot and get some fried food. And we were going to go to Red Robin. We're like, you know, let's just get at it. But
it's like a good old Midwest boy does. Go to the franchise restaurant. Why?
That's right. That's right. I mean, my God. We had a great time, threw back some drinks, got to catch up. I got to meet her parents and her sister, met Elvis, who's the man. Like, they're good, good people.
That's awesome. We're happy that you guys have that connect. Well, not that you have the connection that you do, but that you guys are able to, you know what I mean? That you're able right. to.
You know what? I wouldn't even have thought about that until you dropped some self-guilt on yourself.
Okay. Who is your celebrity crush? We always love this question because that way I'm able to deduct who you might be into in paradise.
I actually have two.
I love when people actually have an answer.
Yeah, I would say Natalie Portman.
Okay.
And Janelle Monáe.
Okay. Alrighty. Good, good crushes.
You've got a type. You've got a type, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
He likes brunettes.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I mean, that's historically the case. But I mean, you have to think too. also with the same girl for 16 years. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then what's your favorite fast food chain now that we brought up franchises?
Oh, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. And what's your order?
I have, some of my friends say I have a serial killer order. What? Like,
well, now we must know.
So it's so basic. I love like three hard taco supremes, which is, you know, they have it. It's just delicious. And then I do like a nacho, which is like the chips and the weird cheese cup.
That's a good order.
Yeah, I don't think that's that crazy.
Well, people always get good. Like the extravagant, you know, like chalupas and tacos within tacos. And it's like, just give me a taco, man. You know, hot. Yeah. I need hot and fire sauce both at the same time.
All right. Yeah. Well, Michael, it's been a pleasure having you. I would wish I could do more rapid fire and that we could talk more, but we have got to wrap. Hopefully thanks we'll see you on our screen soon. I would really like that.
Thanks for you guys big time.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, dude. It's always a pleasure. And Michael, follow our lead here. You're a smart guy. You know a lot. I believe you're going to do this perfectly. With that, this has been an in-depth episode with one of all of our favorites, Michael A. Thank you for Michael for coming on. And with that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
And I've been Michael.
Yay!
Hey, there we go.
Yes. All right. See you, Michael. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, dude.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.